Welcome to another exciting installment of Nerd OD&D. On this episode, you have the dwarf who is part Dreamboat, part Paladin, part Draco Justice's BFF. It's Frank Bunty.
Howdy-doody.
There he is.
Hello there. Wow. I didn't even get to do my intro.
You have got the wizard with wits and quips and fiery fingertips. It's Lord Sugar, played by Dan.
I like it.
Come on.
I know that I was going to get a little rhyming couplet.
Roll for an itch.
And as edgy as the probably far too many blades she carries secreted about her person, it's Bonnerail, played by Sean.
Oh, I see. I don't get a crazy rhyme. That's fine.
Roll for an itch.
I thought of that rhyme like 3 minutes ago and thought I need to use this, but I didn't have time to think of rhymes for everyone else. I'm sorry.
I didn't think you would have come up with that on the fly. I was like, hang on, there's tomfoolery going on here.
Just before I volunteered to do an intro, I thought that's a fun thing. And then you've got me, and who am I? Oh, just Draco Justice, the dragonborn monk who breathes lightning and is bringing law, order, and sometimes punching to this world.
Roll for a niche.
Smash that. Wait, and who is this? Who is this demanding initiative at every turn? Is it our dungeon master, Dottie from Summon Games? I think it is.
Yeah, I've
changed my dice. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill one of you tonight.
Are these ones weighted? Is that what it is?
I'm just going to slaughter everyone.
They've waited to kill us.
Can we all just take a moment to apologize to Lord Sugar for getting properly missed out?
What? You don't listen to anything, do you?
Hear his quip.
Wait, what happened?
Hang on. You made the comment about how he got a witty quip and you didn't, and then you forgot that he had that.
Oh yeah, no, but you're still talking about Reg.
Quips and fiery fingertips, who's a wizard called Lord Sugar. How is that also Reg?
I might have blacked out halfway through the rhyme because I was so overwhelmed by it.
You were drinking whiskey.
Pretty much everyone had an intro, everyone said something about the character, and I ended it with Rover and Ish. End of every character. So hop to the next one.
We shouldn't be expecting too much here, should we?
No. Oh my lord. Brilliant.
It's only just begun.
All right. Dottie said roll for initiative 4 separate times, so I think we should just do that.
Dottie,
roll for initiative. Well, can you remind us where the heck we were, please? Because I've actually forgotten.
I'll go first. You made your way down into this secret dungeon. You found the gelatinous cube. Something was a little off with it as you fought it and killed it. You open the door, which would be on your left. It led 15 foot to another door. Then you left that alone, went to the door to the north. Either straight on, you opened it, just 15 foot, and another door. You decided to go that way. Upon entering the room, you find a battle map set out before you. You found various books on battle tactics, a hidden journal behind a few of the books, instigating what seemed to be a plan to attack one of the towns. So, I think it was King's Cove, if memory serves me.
It was King's Cove.
I remember. On further investigation, you realise the map actually moves. Like a Google map.
Wow. Clever.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Then you had two ways out of this room. One would have been a little to your left straight on, and one was in the far right corner going straight on. You proceeded to the one on the left. Frank Bunty did it. Reaching down and touching the door, you found a sticky substance. Then, as he looked shocked at the door, a mouth appeared and he was attacked. You slay the beast, which was a mimic, and as soon as you slay the beast and we're about to continue on, a suit of armor has come hurtling from around the corner that you can see straight ahead. and it's moving with purpose and anger. So we're in initiative.
Right.
Sounds like it's going to get messy. To quote one of my favorite characters in a TV show, Titus Pullo from the show Rome, head down, boy, it's about to get wet. I rolled a
good roll.
I rolled 20.
Oh, 20 bosom buddies. Virtual high five.
17.
Draco.
I foresee Draco and Frank Bunty doing some kind of like epic wall climbing clothesline on the sumbitch.
Is that 20 plus initiative or 20 total?
Oh,
20 total.
Plus, mine's plus 2 initiative. Well, Frank, I should have just said in total. I'm sorry.
Never mind. You softened that.
I just rolled in that one, so my plus 1 takes us to 2.
Nice.
That is tight, sir.
Reg, you're first. 10 foot in front of you, there is a suit of armour coming down a corridor with purpose.
Right, okay.
A good Bonorail roll.
Yeah, 17.
I'm joking, I'm just going to pretend that I didn't notice him do anything because...
Listen, you're known for paying attention. I'm known for the opposite of that. Like, I can't believe in this, what, senior friendship, you're only just pulling me up on it now.
I love the idea that it's like, oh, Dan, which one's Dan? Oh, the one who pays attention. That's him.
Yeah.
That's what he's known for.
Wait, is Dan the one, or is it a Lord Sugar trait?
I'll take
it as a trait of Lord Sugar. He's a wizard. He needs to pay attention all the time.
That's true.
The attitude adjustment, actually.
Frank Bunty, Reg, not speaking to Frank Bunty. It's your turn, it's not mine. Draco breathes electricity, and this is a suit of armor. So I kind of want to fry it, but I obviously don't want to fry you. So if you were going to do anything exciting and cool, if you could do it in a way where you don't wind up on this suit of armor, so I don't electrify you as well, I'd appreciate it.
Right, okay.
But you do you, buddy. You do you, so.
This is going to sound a stupid question, and I know it is. I presume this is going to be undead, because it's a ghostly suit of armor. Would that be correct?
You could assume
Would we know? Because the reason being, I want to do a Divine Smite.
Yeah, you wanted to do that last time.
It is. But I don't want to waste it if it's not undead. What's a fiend? That sounds stupid. Because it's a roll plus an extra 1d8 against undead or fiends. So what's a fiend? Is a fiend like a demon?
A devil, I think it is.
Devil, yeah. Right, okay, so if I hit with my melee weapon attack, do... one spell slot to do an extra 2d8 extra radiant damage to target, plus 1d8 for each spell slot higher than their first level. So I think this will be second level, is it, Divine Smite now?
Well, it depends what spell slot you use.
Can I use the second slot? How do I see what levels I have then for this? Cause it doesn't tell me on this. I've just got like a divine channel divinity, sorry, and a little click box.
So when you do the Divine Smite, you don't have to declare Divine Smite until you hit. Once you hit, you can declare it.
Okay, and then can I say I do that because I'm third level? Can I do that at third level, or
you do it? What spell levels have you got? One or you got two, level 2 now, haven't you, or level 1?
Oh, I'm still on right, okay, I'm still on, yeah, sorry, I say it now, I'm still on first level.
So, then, yeah, it'll be 2d8.
2d8 plus an extra d8 because it's an undead.
If it is an undead.
Fuck it, let's do that. Let's see what happens. Okay, so, I roll, and I roll a 17.
17?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. I'm not going to Divine Smite it then. Fuck, this has got a really high... Oh, hang on, do I... No, I don't add anything to that, do I? It's just literally a straight out d20 check.
Well, you get your plus for your weapon.
So sorry. Okay, if that's okay. Oh, yeah, plus 6 then. So 17 plus 6.
Well,
so that's,
of course.
That's 23?
Yes.
So that hits then.
Yes. Can we get you... Yes, can we get you to say that out loud? Can you say it out loud that Frank Bunty hit your monster?
Frank Bunty, you hit my monster.
You saw my battleship! Okay, so I'm going to Divine Smite this motherfucker.
Cool. Okay, it's not so... undead.
Oh, bastard. Okay, so just 2 D8 extra damage, radiant damage. Okay, so that'd be a 5. And... Oh, hang on. I need to do my normal attack first, don't I? And then you add those two on top of it separately. So, the first one is a 6 in total. And then my second one is 4 is 8. So that's 6, 8, then an 8. 4 is 12. So, in total, that's 6, 8, and a 12. 6 and 8 is 14, plus 12 is 26? Yeah, I'll go with that. 26. Boom. As I just... Is it even got the helmet, or is it just the suit, the actual like chest piece? Is it the full regale?
It's the full armor piece, yeah.
Can I just try and like smack it to the side of the helmet and just see if the helmet spins around like a cartoon style?
It doesn't. Oh. It takes the hit like a normal.
Takes it like a champ.
Takes it like a champ.
Right, okay. Cool.
That was you.
I've got movement, have I? Can I move out the way so I don't get fried?
You would have had to move 10 foot into the corridor to attack it. You can leave, but it is going to take an attack opportunity on you if you do.
You know what? I'll get fried.
Okay. I mean, if you want to.
Well, I feel like I can angle my cone of lightning breath to hopefully not hit Frank Bundy, but...
Nope, you're going to hit him.
Okay, I'll...
I thought we don't have friendly fire in this.
Oh, this is area effect, Dan. If you were to cast fireball on a location, you're going to hit your friends.
Well, I'm not convinced I'm going to breathe lightning and destroy Frank. It's not. I mean, Frank Bundy could take it. It's only like 2d6. Frank can. You could take that. But I don't.
Yeah, his dex is awesome. Don't worry about it. You do you, Draco. You do you. Don't worry about the group.
Go on, do it. Try it.
Do it. Cool. It's my turn. I'm on 21, bitches.
Oh, okay. So we'll see what happens. Then. We'll see if I need to do lightning next or whether he falls over and slips on his own sword.
I'll be fine. This guy only gets 2 attacks.
2?
Yeah, I think. 2.
Draco's going to punch him way more than that. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. He's not. He doesn't do a lot of damage. Whoa!
Is that why?
Both dice have teetered, close to landing on both criticals, but then rolled onto 16s.
Oh my god, for that.
So, where's my hit? AC 20 on both of those.
Yeah, so they both hit next. My armor class is 18.
Yeah, he'd be fine. It doesn't do a lot of damage.
Oh god, I think he's being sarcastic.
I think he's being very sarcastic.
I am being sarcastic. 10 points of damage total.
Shit.
Okay.
I got you, Frank Bundy. I've got you.
Yeah. Take the lightning to the face.
No, I'm not going to use lightning because I don't want to fry Frank Bundy. Now that he's also injured. No, Dottie. I'm going to punch him a lot.
I am not moving. Well, you could try punching him, but Frank Bundy is in the way.
Can't
how high is this corridor?
About 8 to 10 foot.
Can I use my movement to run and jump over them to attack him from behind? Parkour.
You would use your action So we won't be able to attack, but you'll be able to do your action to try and get to the other side.
Hmm. Can I run into Frank Bunty and use him as a weapon?
Oh, God.
Like a battering ram. Just fully, like, just run into Frank to run into the creature.
Bunty, like, go with me.
No range weapons on you at all, like shurikens or darts.
Yeah, I've got darts. That's not as fun.
Like, is this just a single file corridor? Can no one literally stand next to me? Am I that fat?
It's a 5-foot corridor. It's you in that corridor, face to face with
him. He's flying most of it.
No, I feel like rather than just pegging darts at this guy, which seems like a chump move to do, I feel like I want to do some kind of acrobatic jump over the pair of them to attack from the other side.
I was going to say, if you can skin it and explain to me what you're doing, I'll either let you do acrobatics or athletics.
Thank you. Well, as Frank rightly said, parkour. So the idea is that Draco Justice wants to run up in the direction of Frank Bunty and this other thing, jump up onto the wall with one foot, use Frank's shoulder as a lever with his hand to launch himself over the two of them and land gracefully, but also like a dragon man, on the other side of the armored fool.
Cool. I'll let you do it. I'll even let you throw an extra d4 to add on top of that. I'm not going to give you advantage, but you can have a d4 on top.
That's kind of you. Would you like it to be acrobatics or athletics?
You've skinned it the way you want to do it, so whichever you wish to pick is up to you.
Well, because it's going to be a jump and also a bit of a lift off a shoulder, I'm going to go with athletics.
Let me.
We are going to roll. We're not rolling great like I hoped, given that cool thing I'm doing.
Let me.
So, with your gracious bonus d4, I have rolled a grand total of 14, which is rubbish.
Could have been a lot worse.
Could have been. That could
have been. I'll say yes. Do you make it past?
That sounds like it was only just.
I'm expecting some kind of attack of opportunity or something, or some catch to this.
There is. You've entered a threatened square to move through a threatened square. Now you get punched in the face.
That seems fair to me.
Or crotch. Because you were doing such a fantastic leap. AC 23.
Jesus Christ, Dottie. You know that's a hit. Why are you even asking me that question?
I'm loving my dice tonight. 8 points of damage.
Eight points of damage, fair enough.
Uppercuts you right in the crotch.
Yep. Draco takes it like a boss, and then you see a single golden tear come out of one eye.
It's beautiful.
The crackle of lightning.
He wants to use those parts on a human woman at some point, and now he's worried that he may never get the chance.
Fair enough. If it's still standing on your next turn, Draco Justice and Frank Bunty will have advantage against this creature.
Huzzah.
However, Sean Bonnerail.
So, I'm guessing I'm at the back, right?
Yeah, if you want to be.
Still pretty much in the other room.
Yes.
You just been trying to leave.
You were... Where the mark you? You were at... You're pretty much on the other side of the table. You were taking pot shots last time.
Okay, if I jump on the table, am I still going to have line of sight to this guy?
If you take a knee...
What does that mean?
You just take a knee.
Yeah, you just bend down on
him. You crouch down. Take a aim shot.
My short bow is 80 foot. Am I going to be able to hit him?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and also, I want to be. Is the table the highest I can get in this situation?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to see the creature, yes.
Okay, I'm going to jump up on the table using some crazy flip. I'm going to pull out my short bow whilst flipping in the air, and I'm going to try and aim for his eye.
Okay.
Back to the eyes.
Bonnaroo likes eyes. Do I need to roll like an acrobatics or something for this?
I mean, I could become the strict DM and going, you're trying to do something crazy. Do it. Yeah, go on.
Thank you for going.
All right.
I could have let it slide, but meh.
23.
Hey, you're fine.
Did it look cool?
It looked cool. You do that backflip, but you're spinning through the air, and then you land, but you're still in the motion of turning, and you bring your short bow around and fire.
Sweet. Now, let's see. Is it all in slow motion as well? I imagine it all to be in slow motion.
Yeah.
Right,
Lord
okay.
Sugar's just looking at you, just looking at his watch, just like...
Shut your face. Everyone's impressed as fuck. let's see if I can hit him. It's a plus five. Hit DC. 17. To hit.
Nope.
Fuck off.
No, I will not.
It was so beautiful.
It was beautiful. I mean, it was.
Can I, like, as a... I've got actions whilst in combat, haven't I? Am I allowed to, like, brace for impact? Because I'm guessing he's going to run at me.
He's busy.
All right, okay. I'll just...
He/she is busy.
I'm just on the table waiting for the waiting to see what's next.
Lord Sugar, you're next.
You need okay. to do reasoning. Pressure.
Yeah, lots. So you're saying that if I use one of my big fiery things in this room, it's going to cause issues for other people.
If it's an area effect, cone, or a line effect, yes.
Okay. Let me bring my spells up. So,
check your cone trap.
The magic missile wouldn't. Flaming sphere, that's an area, right?
That would, yes.
Pyrotechnics, let me see what that does. A non-magical flare, 5-foot cube within range. Okay. Now, and scorching ray, 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets. Are they lines?
No, that's like firing an arrow.
Okay. Right. This guy seems like the strongest we've faced, right? So there's a good chance this is like the sort of the boss fight. So I'm just going to burn one of my level 2 spell slots and use my Scorching Ray, I think. 3 rays, 2d6. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so where are we? Do I need to roll this to see whether I hit?
Yeah, you need to do it 3 times, and each one does 2d6.
Right, but they're guaranteed to hit. It's like magic missile.
No.
No. Okay, no.
Got to hit.
So 2d6, I roll 11.
No, you have to roll a d20 first.
All right, d20, okay. And that is plus 5, so that is 15 plus 5, 20.
That one hit. So
okay.
You've already rolled damage.
So 3 of these. Gotcha.
So you've already rolled the damage, so I'll take
that
damage.
That is a 19 and a 5, that is 24.
Okay.
And an 11 plus 5, so 16.
Jesus.
Second one hit, third one didn't. So okay. If you roll me the damage for that.
So I've got 2 damage rolls.
I took the first one, that's because you rolled an 11.
Okay, gotcha.
Just rolled
next 1 is a 7.
7!
So that's 18 damage overall. That's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
More than
I with that.
I just managed to look cool.
Well,
I look cool and I got punched in the nuts. So,
as your second one hits it in the chest, You see red light come out of its eyes and what would be its mouth.
Brilliant.
And the suit of armor collapses to the floor and starts rusting and crippling up.
Oof.
So you've upset it. Basically, Dan's upset it.
Yeah.
No, isn't that it? Isn't that him dead?
That's him dead.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't expect that.
No, me neither.
Nice.
You're welcome, guys.
Thanks for that. Can I point out that what I did was I jumped over him, took more than a third of my hit points in damage, and then did nothing, and then you killed him? I didn't even get a chance to punch him. Wow. Oh, man. Okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to take your punch opportunity away.
That's quite all right.
I'd rather have him dead. The only good suit of armor is a dead suit of armor.
Nice.
Right, guys, what was he protecting? What's down the way he just came?
You've got... So where Frank is... You can see there's a left turning and there is still that straight on.
Is there anything we can take from the corpse?
There's no corpse. It was just a suit of armor and it disintegrated as soon as we killed him.
There's nothing. Right?
I don't think so, but go on.
Yeah, it's pretty much nothing.
Okay. Well, let's crack on, shall we? Or does someone need healing? The Reg has had 10 points of damage and Dan's had damage. Can we heal?
I didn't have damage.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, let's press on because I've got a bit left. I'm sure Frank's got some more in the tank. Let's save any spells or anything else until we get where we're, you know, see what's up next.
Okay. Right, let's crack on.
Okay.
I think... Dan, Dave, you're
I've been muted for a while, apparently. I've been begging to stop and also investigate that suit of armor to see if there's any runes or scratchings or anything in it. I've got 2 hit points left because we haven't healed from the last fight. So,
wait,
before we
left?
Go investigating, can we heal?
wait, how many points have you got left?
3.
Jesus Christ.
I had your back.
That's what I was like. Let's carry on, I'm sure Reg is fine. He's quiet, I'm sure he's fine.
So as you were talking, I was like, I've got 2 hit points. You're like, oh, just carry on. I was like, I've got 2 hit points. And you're like, yeah, Reg's got more than a tank. I'm like, I've got 2 fucking hit points. And I was like, oh, I'm muted. Sorry. Right, here we go. Now you can hear me. So have we got, in fact, can we check out that stone that we got from the gelatinous cube while I have a short rest?
Yeah, where are you going to rest up?
Here.
In the corridor.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you guys want to rest up? Because I've got full 24 hit points, 24 out of 24, so I'll check out the stone. You guys have a nap.
Sounds good to me.
I've got full on hit points as well, but I've got all my spell slots, my second level spell slots taken up.
Right, do we need to long rest to get your spell slots back, or can you do it in a short?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Mr. DM.
He'd need a long rest to get his spell slots back.
Right, okay.
So these are,
it hasn't been that long since you rested as well.
Oh, has it not?
No, right, you fought in the first room, had a fight, you were pretty battered, and you did a rest in there.
Oh, I didn't heal up from that last fight, then.
Oh, you did, because you opened the door, and that's where the mimic was, and beat the crap out of you.
Ah, right, okay, cool. Right, I tell you what, I'll just cure wounds, then, on myself. That's what I'll do. So I'm going to use
You can take
spells.
A short rest if you want to use hit dice.
Okay, I'll short rest then while we investigate that stone. That's all right. So it's 1d10 plus 4.
Draco will also short rest.
You can use as many as you want. You don't have to declare as many hit dice as you are going to use. But once you've used them, you don't get them back until you do a long rest and you only get half rounded up back.
Oh, right, okay.
Am I the only one that really needs healing? Out of everyone?
I think of Dave as well.
Dave, yeah. Do you need healing as well, dear?
Right. Well, okay. I can do a short rest and get back a hit dice worth.
Punched in the crotch.
Right, okay. Let's do that then, I think.
Yeah, all right.
I definitely need to cure wounds.
I'll go and check out the stone.
Check out the stone. You need to do me an Arcana check, sir.
Arcana. Oh, it's only plus one. Shit. What about Dan? What about Dan?
Dan's already done his.
All right. Okay. Six.
Just a rock.
Oh.
It moves.
Just a rock. Never mind.
Never mind.
So that's a healing of 11 points. Oh, right.
Then.
Oh no, we did a short rest, didn't we? Fuck, I've just used cure wounds. Let's take that off my spell slot. Let's go back down to 2 points again.
I used the hit dice, so I'm back to 17 points, so I'm alright for now.
Okay, so. Let's get D10 on. Right, so I'm going to do this. So 7 plus. So do I just roll the one because it says paladin hit die 1d10 plus 4 dot total 3. So do I just keep rolling until I up to 3 times to get the best one of those 3 and then use that one?
No, you can use all 3 to heal up whatever they roll. So if you roll, you don't declare how many you're going to use, you say I'm going to use a hit dice, and if you roll terrible you go I'm going to use another one, and every time you roll a dice you add your com bonus.
Ah, right, okay, cool. Right, okay.
If you roll a 7 and your con bonus is 2, you get 9, and then you think, oh, I need another one. Then you roll a 4 plus 2 is 6, and you heal the total of 15 out of 2 dice.
Ah, right, okay, I get you. Right, but okay.
You only get half rounded up back when you do a long rest, not all of them.
Okay, cool. So, in that case, then, I'll take those rolls now. Okay, 14 and 6 is 12. There we go. Boom. Right, okay, cool. On it.
Cool.
Yep.
Anyone else doing anything during your milling about?
Nope.
I can't think of anything to do unless anyone's got any requests/suggestions.
We've investigated the stone, haven't we? Or is that what we're doing now? That's what Steve's doing.
I think Steve's giving that a go. Cool.
What's that?
You investigating that stone?
Yeah, nothing happened.
Oh, right, okay, because you're on a level of shit. Right, okay. Cool. We can't investigate that again, someone else, can we? So we just have to do that in the next next opportunity we get. I think, right, okay, I think. Are you good to go now, Dave?
Yeah, let's go.
Cool. Let's rock it then. Let's move on. So we've got the door in front of us or the door to the left?
Yes, in this corridor, yes.
Okay. What do we reckon, guys? Left or straight?
Straight.
Yeah, straight on.
Okay.
I feel like if we go left too much, we're going to wind up going in a circle.
That's what I was thinking.
We keep turning. Let's go straight down the way.
Okay, so now I'm fully back up to full-on Bunty. I'll take the lead. And,
big bad on. Bunty.
So I'll approach the door with caution after the last door.
Check it's not slimy.
Yeah, as you say, can I check for traps on the door or if it is a door?
Roll me an investigation.
Oh yeah, minus 2. So that'd be a 17.
17? Looks like a door.
Cool. I'll open the door.
The door's a little bit old and rickety, but you do manage to open it.
Okay, can I just literally peep my head in a little bit just to see what's in that room?
Yeah, then
my dark vision. Okay, so that's okay. An investigation again, isn't it? Or can I just see?
So the room, well, the corridor carries on for another 10 foot. Then it looks like it opens out into a room which goes 25 foot deep, 25 foot wide, but it goes to the right, so you can't fully see what's in there.
Brilliant. Right. Okay, and is there any sort of distinctive features or anything I can see in the room from my peepers, like any tables or people or anything at all?
From what you're looking at straight ahead, you're up against the left-hand wall. Looks like there's more bookshelves, which right. go on the left-hand side, and you assume they go the wall in front of you all the way along.
Right, okay, cool. I just turn to the guys and be like, I think it's just another library. I think we're good. And I'll just walk in.
Okay.
Okay. You guys following?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Behind you.
Cool. Yeah. Let's go and investigate the room then.
So, as described. So, ooh, no, you got that over. So,
oh,
hang
on a minute.
Most of the wall on the left is a bookshelf. The whole of the back wall is a bookshelf. And on the what would be the wall on your right, that corner there, that's a bookshelf as well. There is a very well presented desk, middle top. There's a few books and inkwells and parchments there. The room looks old, no one's been in here for a while.
Alright.
Okay, well, I'm shit at investigation, so I think someone with good investigation should go and hunt that desk.
I think I'm all right at investigation.
Aren't you like plus four?
Yeah, something? Plus five. I rolled a B, 25 investigation. Show me everything that this room is
show
hiding.
Show me everything.
Give me sight beyond sight.
I'm just not seeing things in Matrix vision.
Okay. It's going to take you a while to investigate the whole room.
Not with a 25, it won't.
It will.
Oh. I'm going to give my hand. Hang on, let me roll. I take the other side of the room, and I roll. No, I'm not. It's fine, don't worry. Forget it.
On a rail's more of a hindrance than help.
Just get in the way. I rolled a 6 plus 3. I rolled a 9. So I tried.
The books on the shelves are a selection. They look like someone's personal collection. Some are old and withered. Like, as you go to touch them, they just start turning to dust pretty much in your hand straight away. There's nothing that catches your eye on the bookshelf on the left. On the bookshelf on the right, there is a heavy set book. Even though everything else is covered in dust, this one has a really dark brown tinted leather to it.
Pull
it. It is heavy.
Pull it.
Trapdoor.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the back cave. You literally get to the back cave.
Yeah, you've got some good gymnastic skills. You can always jump out the way of a trapdoor.
Me?
Yeah.
That's true. I can. All right, I run up and pull it.
Okay. Is a very heavy book. There is a clasp on it with a lock.
Oh, no, it's literally a book.
Yeah.
Okay. But the fact it's not that covered in dust means that someone's been reading it recently.
Maybe.
Hang on, I've got a key.
You've
got a key and lockpicking abilities.
Okay, I'm going to try the key first, and then I'm going to try my lockpicking abilities.
Well, I'll come back to you because I'm still explaining.
Sorry.
I got excited. There was a trapdoor.
Dan, you carry on the bookshelf. Nothing else catches your eye. On the desk, there's about 12 really well-made pieces of parchment that haven't aged.
Do like me some parchment.
You, they're good. They are spellbook quality.
Yes.
They like are. You notice on part of the desk there seems to be a hidden compartment, but you also notice there's something a bit skew-iff about it. So you gently bring your foot round and kick it, and a dart shoots across the room into the bookshelf.
Yeah. Alright, we've got a trap here, guys.
Brilliant, thanks for that. Did it hit anybody?
Nope.
No, because that's why I very cautiously just tapped it with my foot so I could just show, hey, look, there's a trap. So take your sarcastic thanks for that back.
That's not
give me an actual thanks.
That's not why. So I saw you kick a thing and then a dart came out of nowhere.
Do you think he's got darts in his shoes? He just stomps his foot and shoots a butter at you.
As you do that, you take your foot away. You hear a clicking noise and you think something's not right. You kick it again. Another dart shoots out.
Jesus, stop kicking things!
Then you realise that this is going to be reloading for a while. Or you hold it up with your hand and there is a compartment underneath with a leather cloth with a couple of items wrapped up inside of it.
I see.
We see what the items are.
Sounds good.
There is a wand.
I haven't got a wand.
You have got a wand.
A wand.
You just want a wand.
There is a dagger.
Always need more daggers.
Always daggers. I love daggers. There is a note which is wrote in undercommon.
Not for me then.
I can read undercommon.
I can't.
It says, we've been betrayed. They've sealed us in. It's too late.
Oh, ooh. Shit. All right.
Okay. And this looks really hastily wrote.
So, nothing else in there, no?
Kind of similar writing to the journal that you've got.
Okay. I was literally going to ask.
Right, really? Can I try this key?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Was there anything else in that bag, though?
No.
Oh, very cool.
The key does not work. All right. And there's nothing else in the bag.
Can I try lockpicking?
You can try lockpicking.
It's sleight of hand, isn't it?
I think it is, yes.
Right. Guys, stand back. Watch this. I'm going to pick the fuck out of this lock.
Six.
11 plus 7,
18. 18. Takes you a few minutes to get it. It's a really old lock. That's something you've never come across before. And just as you're about to give up, like, oh, I've had enough, you find the correct movement, and then it clicks. The latch flips open, and you hear a...
Shit.
close it.
Guys, it's Evil Dead all of a sudden. Should have seen the face on the front. I open up the book and have a little read.
Just don't say any of the words out loud. If it's anything like the Necronomicon, we might be fucked.
What languages do you speak?
I speak Common, Draconic, Elvish, Goblin, Thieves' Cant.
Uh, It appears in a language that you don't understand, but for a brief second of reading it, it made sense to you.
That's weird.
The book came with a warning saying this is for a particular type of person. If you read it and it's suited to you, you will gain a benefit. If you are not suited,
I throw it at the magician.
Okay.
Okay. Abracadabra.
I mean, just read it.
Alright. Trying to put a bit of a show on. It tells us how to complete the game.
It says the same thing to you on the very first page. It's more of a warning.
Do it. Read it.
Well, no, we can't. But that's what he's saying. Is it, you can't read it because it's not in a language you can read.
Yeah, same thing.
But he says so that if you carry on, then something good will happen. And if it's not meant for you, then something bad will happen. Is that right?
That's fine.
It's in a language you don't understand, but magic imbued into this book is letting you understand what it's all about.
So if I'm worthy, then something good will happen. But if I'm not, something bad will happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I'm happy to go for it. I can take whatever it wants to throw at me.
What if maybe instead of that, we just keep it in our knapsack for now, and then we ask that crazy guy in the library?
You want to find out someone is worthy. Draco Justice. Surely Draco Justice should be reading this book. Okay. He is worthy.
As long as one of us reads it, I don't care who.
One of us is going to explode. I know it. It's not going to be me.
Draco will politely ask Lord Sugar for the book and say, "I will take this risk."
Not yourself out. not literally. That's it's a figure of speech. Like break a leg.
I've got to remember when I'm putting magic items in. You guys don't know a lot about D&D, so. Okay.
That's a
bad thing.
Nice. That's a good picture, though.
Cheers.
Are you reading it?
I'm reading the book.
Draco's going for it.
Draco's reading the book.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, I'm going to let you roll. Roll me a D100.
Is there anything I can do quickly to help you out?
Squeaky bum time.
I don't have anything.
Don't do it, I got this. 62.
Okay.
It's a bad idea, guys.
Okay, and again?
What?
What do you think? It's just going to be one roll?
Just keep going until you get a really low roll and then we'll accept it.
5.
Oh god,
100.
One more time, please.
Bye, Dave. It's nice knowing you.
46.
Why did we read this book? This is a really bad idea. I'm so nervous.
Disagree. Excellent idea.
I can't help but take some of the blame here. I unlocked a book and threw it at the magician.
Who's a wizard? He's not a magician.
Listen, I was brought up by cows.
You said it, not us.
Magician.
I mean, it's fair to say Lord Sugar probably, you know, he could do parlor magic for kids if you wanted to, if you thought there was money in it.
Well, the sweet 16s.
I'll just make sure I wrote this down right. Okay.
Oh, God.
He's not dead yet.
This is far too tense for it to be a good thing. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, it could be worse.
Right, so he's still alive then, possibly. Unless by that he means we could all die from him reading the book.
Right. I'm going to ask you a question in a minute, so bear with me, Dave.
Right.
Okay.
I'm here. It's suspenseful.
I've got to write this down accurately as to what is going to happen.
What the fuck?
Jeez.
Okay. So.
Something tells me, Dave.
The first thing you immediately notice, your whole body is pretty much on fire. You feel like the armor you're wearing is really tight now. It chafes in areas that you never thought it would chafe. You now have +2 to your strength.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
All right, give me that book.
Hey, I'm still reading it.
We're not finished yet.
So can I can add +2 to my strength for now?
Yeah, carry it. Wait there.
Oh god.
With this growth, you feel you're not as agile as you once were. You're going to take -2 to your dex.
Ugh, that's unfortunate.
It is. It is.
Oh, so it's altering his stats. That's interesting, isn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll put on some beef.
I need you to roll me a 50-50 roll.
Okay.
Odds, you're going to get this. And evens, you're going to get this.
All right, to maximize suspense, I'm going to roll a D100 again.
Why not? It's just for the lols.
Okay.
Two possibilities.
The number is.
The number is.
94.
Ooh. I rolled one and got 93.
We're
so in tune. So in tune.
Okay.
Can I have +6 to charisma? Yeah. As it gives me a massive package.
Trousers. Your sense of smell
tighter. Oh, okay, sorry.
Is
sorry.
Heightened.
Ooh.
Which is a good and bad thing at the same time.
I'm sure. Some of these fucking sewers.
Oh, wait till you fight a troglodyte. You're gonna throw up.
Nice.
So basically, anything with a bad stench, you're going to get disadvantage on saving throws against anything that does a stench.
So that was a bad roll, then.
It's a bad
roll. Well, I would say heightened sense of smell can go both ways. Yes, okay. Bad smells is not good for me, but if I'm trying to track something, maybe, or it smells particularly good.
I kind of go at reading the book.
No, this is Draco's book now. I'm going to keep reading it.
Your eyes are stinging.
Oh, God.
You have dark vision, 60 foot.
Sweet.
But you're light sensitive. If you're fighting in daylight, you take disadvantage on your attack rolls.
Oh, jeez.
Turn into a werewolf.
Need a pair of sunglasses.
I was about to say, can we go to a shop and see if sunglasses exist in...
No, seriously, guys, because all the things he's describing is he seems like he's changing form.
Although werewolves are nimble.
And you've gained 5 HP.
Ooh.
Is it all grown fur?
Has it gained 5 max?
Be a maximum, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's a werewolf now.
I mean, I'll take it.
Because strength up, but dexterity down.
Strength up, dex down.
But that's the thing, though, because dex, like a werewolf, is very, very nimble and mobile and can ride around.
Whereas... I smell. Has he change form at all?
Not a werewolf, mate. Don't worry about it.
The book, as was it Dan who went for it, went, give me that, goes, completely disappears out your hand. Well, the only memory you've got is you were holding onto that book with dear life, and everyone saw that his grip on that book, he was compelled to read it no matter what.
Oh, it's like the ring from Lord of the Rings.
Pretty much, yes.
Interesting.
I'm trying to change my max HP on the sheet, and I'm having trouble figuring it. There we are.
Well,
there we go.
I'm going to keep referring to him as a werewolf from now on.
It's exciting. So I need sunglasses, I need nose plugs, and I'm stronger, but I'm less agile. So my initiative modifier has gone down, and but luckily my hit DC has gone up because I can use strength or dexterity. So it swings around about us. I'll take it.
Nice.
I'm better at punching.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Looking at stuff.
Counts.
Cool. No,
I feel like that was a success for everyone. Apart from the stink I'm going to encounter in some kind of sewer very soon, I'm sure. Never mind.
Should we go and check out that other room? The one that was to the left?
Yeah, is there anything else in this room, did you say, sir? I know we checked all the bookcases and we finished off the desk. Was there another door in here, or just the way we came in?
Just the way you came in.
Should we see if we can get out then? Because I've got a sneaky suspicion that why would you write that note and put it in the desk? Like, where, like, I was expected someone to find it, but someone particular in the room. Do you think there's somewhere in here? Like, let's go in the other room and have a look. Just got a bad feeling about this next room.
Let's go have a look.
Cool.
Draco's bulging, just flexing as he walks around. Just, yep.
And sniffing.
Flexing, sniffing, and occasionally squinting.
Wow.
Cool. Go on then, I'll lead the way and we'll go back to that door that was on the left door.
Cool.
And that, again, can I check this door to make sure it's not going to try and eat my hand again? I am going to check every door, by the way, guys, just as a quick heads up.
Roll investigation?
Oh, no. Okay. 1 minus 2. Minus 1.
That's one. Door looks fine.
Cool. I'll open the door.
Once again, it's old rickety door, this one. It doesn't look reinforced like a few of the others. It opens quite easy. It's a very light door. Opens out into a room which is 20 foot deep, 5 foot to your left, and 15 foot to your right.
Okay, can we have a... Sorry.
There's no furniture in this room.
No furniture in this room.
So it's just an empty room.
Should we do an investigation and see what's in the room?
Yeah.
Let's mooch in. I think we've decided from now on, I don't do the investigation rolls, guys.
Well, I don't add anything to investigation, but Draco feels pretty like confident now. He's gonna do a quick sniff and do an investigation himself. 16.
Not bad, not bad.
Are you staying in the doorway or are you going into the room?
Just gonna, yeah, just take a couple steps in.
You take
I'll
a
step
couple
in behind him just in case it shuts the door with them saying that they trapped us in here. I'm just gonna, so he's not by himself, I'm just gonna make sure he's got a little bit of protection.
Okay, as soon as you, well, you step into the room, you know Reg is behind you.
I'm always
like
behind
the
you.
The buddy system. funny enough, that's what you both start hearing, is whispering.
Always a good sign.
And we are going into initiative on that one.
Jeez.
As shadowy forms start appearing in the room.
Okay.
Gonna do these in twos.
20.
What have I got? 15 plus 2,
17. 2?
I was not listening at all. So
2.
17. Reg. Sean?
20.
20. Dan?
Sorry. I'm trying to get back to the page. 14.
A dex bonus for my sexy people.
I imagine I'm going last.
Talking to me then.
Well, if I'm not going to discriminate. Is that it? I mean, that's an awesome dex bonus.
I think he's lying.
That you are on that. Okie dokie. Keep that page open. Sean, you're first.
Of course I am. Right, what can I see?
Shadowy figures starting to appear in the room. There are two that you can see.
But I'm outside. I'm still in the other room, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anywhere I can get to that's either behind... Oh, no, it's an empty room, isn't it, that you just said that we're in? We're in the hallway, aren't we? Are we in the hallway? With nothing...
You're in the hallway. Dan will be stood behind you.
Okay. Right. And how far away is the furthest away one that I can see?
So they've just stepped in to 5, 10. Only like 20, 25 foot.
20 or 20 foot, well, 80 foot I can take a shot of. Okay, I'm going to start firing arrows in there with my short bow.
Okay.
Do we get a sneak attack for this as well?
Yes, they haven't acted yet.
I can deal an extra 2d6. Okay, we'll do that in a second. So, first of all, the short bow, the hit... is 16.
Hit.
Sweet.
Nice.
1d6 plus 3. Fuck off. 4. But then I've got 2d6, right?
Whatever your sneak attack is, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. 8. And I aim straight for his face.
Okay. Well, you know the one.
Did it take him out?
Nope. Are you moving or are you staying where you are?
No, I'm going to stay in front of Sugar.
Cheers. Please do.
Reg.
Oh, so I am going to go to the closest one between me and Dave. Sorry, me and Draco.
You can see four of them.
Okay. I will go for the... Are they, like, in a line, or are they sort of, like, in a...
They're
arrow
scattered
shape,
around
or?
The room. There's one 5 foot in front of Draco, where you've walked in. There's...
Right. Cool. I'm going to do that one. Then do the 5 foot one.
Okay.
Mainly because I've got my shield, a reaction thing for anyone that's around me, I can cause disadvantage on rolls and stuff. So I'm going to do that one. Mm-hmm. And my roll is a 17 plus 6, isn't it? 17, what's mine? 17 plus 6 is definitely a number, which is 23.
23, hit.
Definitely a number.
Definitely a number, because my numbers are great. My skills on point.
That's number wang.
That's number wank indeed. Nine points of D.
That's D.
I love those D's.
9 points of the D.
Fair enough. It's still up.
Cool. It's a shadowy figure. What's it a shadowy figure of? Can you see? Are they like beastie type figures? Are they like human-esque type shadow forms or
humanoid?
Humanoid.
Well, they could be friendly then.
It's too late now. We've fired shit at them. I think next time round we'll ask before we go straight in with the.
I'm a bit worried.
Trying to kill us.
Genuinely, because I didn't even think of that. They might be. They might be friend.
These might be the guys that are trapped in somewhere, and now we're trapping them to eternal life with my axe.
Maybe Justice could maybe just have a look and see how pissed off they are.
It's too late for that now, Sean. Bonnerail, we have pissed them right off by putting arrows in their face and axes. I think it's a bit, whoops, sorry guys, we thought you were someone else. How are you doing?
All right. Okay. God.
Lord Sugar.
It might even just be staff. We might be attacking the chef.
Gooby gooby gooby.
Show me. Shall I give him a go at trying to talk to these guys?
Oh God.
Oh, we definitely passed that.
I don't know. I feel like we could be past it, but.
Or maybe you could send in like something fiery so we can see a bit better of what's going on. So if we set them on fire, we can only see who they were.
I mean,
how many are there again?
You can see two.
Two. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I feel that if we take out one of them, the other one's gonna be like, oh, all right, hang on. So I'm gonna magic missile at who's the one we've already done some damage on?
The one in front.
Yeah, him. So, magic missile, I've got 4, 5, and 5.
You drop that one.
Yay.
What? Right. It doesn't need to be like this. We can just talk.
Again, they didn't do anything.
Are you staying where you are?
Yeah, behind Bonnerail, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, behind the fleshies. That's you. Then it's only one of them. We'll do a roll off. Odds Draco evens Frank. Even Frankie.
Shit. Come on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't come on.
So at least they're not innocent.
Not innocent. As this one approaches you, you start to notice it's more spectral. In its movement.
So ghost-like. Wait, is it my mate from the ship?
What? It's a bit too late to start asking the questions now.
Yep. 12 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh.
I rolled low on that crit.
Okay.
And 2 points of strength drain.
Oh.
On who?
Frank.
So that is in total 12 points of damage you just took off me, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Strength is reduced by 2.
Oh.
What's your total HP?
Not high enough.
Yeah, not high enough at all.
And to be fair, we'll put one on Draco and one on Bonnerail.
Cool.
What?
do you mean what? You heard that? The Draco first. So, fuck me, they got a high hit. AC 21 on Draco Justice.
Did you just say AC 21?
Yeah, sorry, dude. I'll go back to my other dice if you want.
It's a bit late for that, Donnie. It's late for that.
10 points of necrotic damage.
Fuck.
And
don't take my strength up. You just gave me strength.
I know. I'm one point of a strength drain.
Is it a temporary strength drain?
You'll find out if you live. Oh, I'm so sorry, monorail.
What?
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Fucking bloody me.
One of these shadows has hit you.
Right.
14 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, fantastic. I'm down to 10.
That's fine. And 1 point of strength drain.
So I'm minus 2 strength now. That's fantastic. Connor.
You got this. Back to the top of the shop. Back to shore.
Whoa. I haven't.
Oh, no, sorry. Miss Dave. Sorry.
Thank you.
I apologize.
That's right. So you said these are spectral. Do they have a physical form or are they actually ghostly?
They're ghostly.
So I presume I can't punch a ghost, based on my guess.
You can.
I mean, remember like a while back when I said to that guy, "Oh, have you got anything that's magical and punching? That'd be great for Draco." And he's like, "Oh, I'll get back to you." Well, motherfucker, it's a bit late now. I wonder if lightning can affect ghosts.
Could have ordered it through Deliver Ghoul.
I mean.
Oh, come on, Dan. You're going to give me that one. I was going to edit it straight out.
I mean, it feels a bit weird for Draco to just sort of start flailing at ghost creatures, but they've been putting the hurt on him, so it feels like the kind of thing he'd want to do. You know what? I'm just gonna go, and I'm going to try to hit one with a quarterstaff and see what happens.
Okay.
The one nearest to me. And I'm going to roll. Oh, crit. So 25.
Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. So that is. That seems to have changed. What's happened there? That is. Hang on. Sorry. My damage dice changed from 1D to 2D, which is not correct. Oh, I see. I forgot that. It did it automatically. Very clever. So that's 12 points of bludgeoning damage? Yes.
Punching it damage.
I'll wallop it with a quarterstaff. Does it take damage, or does it go through it in a weird ghostly way?
We're using the quarterstaff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if it seems like it's taking any damage at all, I'm going to spend a key point to do flurry of blows and punch it some.
It's nice. Took some damage.
Oh, good. Right. I'm going to spend a key point, and I'm going to take flurry of blows and do 2 unarmed strikes.
Go for it.
On the same bitch. And that one was 18 and an 11.
Including your.
Yeah, total.
One hit.
Okay. So that one hit is another 5 points of damage.
Okay. Still up.
Well, that's me. Nice knowing you guys. I'll be checking out in the next round, so it's been fun.
Yeah, same. 10 points left. 10 hit points left.
Go on, you got this.
Is this me now, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first things first, let me just check to see whether I've got anything that I can take. What's Hill Giant strength?
That was a potion that gave you crazy strength.
Yeah.
Oh, animal can friend. Can I have that? I'll give you a potion of healing in exchange.
Yeah. Although I'm not sure I can give it to you right now because I'm in combat.
No, that's true. Have you got any potions of healing? Because I've got a couple, but...
No, none. I've got a holy water. Like, maybe I could just throw one of them at it. See what happens.
Just splash holy water on, fuck it.
That would take a turn, though, right?
That'll be your attack action, yeah.
Throwing holy water at it. What is it? Is it ghost, right?
Go on, Bonneril. Think outside the box. The things are dealing necrotic damage. They're probably evil. Fucking splash some holy water on them. See what happens.
It does say it does damage. It just doesn't say how much. Just say damage.
Go for it.
Combat.
Go for it. Because if anything, you'll just piss them off, so we'll focus on you. And then the rest of us will be all right.
All right. Thinking outside the box, Bonneril takes out a flask of holy water and just fucking chucks it at one of them.
There's 2d6 radiant damage.
What does that mean?
That's decent.
So I roll a 2d6.
You need to roll to hit. Even though it's in front of you, you still need to roll to hit.
Okay. What do I roll to hit? Is it a d10? D20?
D20. Probably, or?
Come on, I'll say you're proficient with it. So it'd be your proficiency bonus plus your dexterity.
Where's my proficiency? Proficiency plus 2. Plus dex is plus 5.
Fuck.
So, d20 plus 5 plus 2?
Yep.
Alright.
No, d20 plus 5.
Oh, fuck off.
Not good, huh?
I mean, it still might fit.
Sounds promising. I'll give you that.
As someone just rage quit.
Eight total.
Nope.
Do I keep the holy water or no?
Nope.
For sake. So basically, dropped it on the floor.
I don't know how it works in terms of turn order, but if Bonneril has thrown that and he's missed, can Draco take a reaction to do a deflect missile to deflect it back at the guy that it missed?
No, because he wasn't throwing it at you.
I am.
Well, how bad did he miss? Because he could have thrown it at me by accident.
Okay. Roll me a d20 plus your strength modifier.
Minus 2, thanks for that. Yeah.
Yep. And I'll see how far it goes.
Fifteen minus two, 13.
Yeah, gone. I'll allow it. Just shits and giggles, but you use your reaction.
Let's do it. Deflect missiles.
Which way are you going? Are you one on you or one back at Bonneril?
I'm gonna knock it at the one that Bonneril was throwing it at. And I rolled a 17.
I didn't say I was throwing it at. I was throwing it at the guy that I originally took the shot at, by the way.
Well, I'm knocking at the one next to me then. I won't waste on the dead guy.
Alright. So you're going for the one that you just fought?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. Roll 2d6.
It's gone very quiet.
It's gone really quiet.
11 points of damage.
Yes!
That gets rid of the one that's next to you.
Cheers, Bonneril.
That's fucking teamwork.
In my head, how that works. War. It was flying through. I saw it miss Bonnerail's guy and come at me, and Draco's like, back of his hand, whoosh, just tapped it, bam, straight into the guy's face in front of him, and watched him sizzle in holy water, and then struck a fucking boss-ass pose. It's like, yeah.
Outside the box, guys. Love it.
Love it. Reg, Frankie, Bunty.
Okay, so there's two guys left.
Yeah, one's on you, one's on Bonneril.
Okay.
I would ask that you come for the one on me, because I've got 10 points left. I'm going to die in the next shot.
Yeah, me too, mate. So
yeah.
I'm probably going to have to take the one out on me.
Didn't realise.
So you ward a creature within range against an attack until. I don't know if I just do a spell on it because I've got a couple of undead spells, but. You know what? A ghost is definitely undead, isn't it?
Yes.
We had this, and this is definitely a ghost, isn't it?
100%.
So, I can, if I do hit, I can Divine Smite it to get extra d8.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do a melee attack against the one in front of me, and then potentially may Divine Smite it if it's deemed worthy.
Twat it, Bunty.
I feel that the cliffhanger of this episode is going to be me dropping dead.
Again.
Okay, so that's an 18 plus 6.
Hit.
Okay, cool. So let's do this. So I now get my D8 out. Let's give Skill a share. Okay, and then plus... Oh, it's only plus 3, isn't it? Because my fucking strength, you bastard. Okay, so that's a 5 for the first one, and I'm going to do the radiant, the divine smite to radiate the mothers. So that's going to be an extra, what was it? Extra 2d8 of radiant damage. And is this undead? So I get to do the extra 1d.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just making up numbers there, Reg.
What's the one?
It says, when you hit a melee attack, you can expend a spell slot to deal 2d8 extra radiant damage to the target, plus 1d8 for a spell slot higher than the first level, which mine isn't. But if it's undead or a fiend, you get an extra plus 1d8.
Wow.
So, 3 more d8s.
Smite.
Come on.
So that's a 4. It's a 5. Come on, big one, 7 for the last one. So 4, 5, and 7. So mass skills make that 16. 16. Okay. Yeah, I'm guessing with you. Yeah, 16 it is, isn't it? Yeah, 16 points of damage on top of the... what did I say? 4 or 5. So 21 points of damage.
That's got to be a kill, surely.
You lunge your sword. Sword you're using, isn't it?
An axe.
Straight into the creature. It seems to grab it and try to pull it out the way you've hit it. But then the searing power of radiance just courses through the weapon and then through the creature, and it just vaporizes.
Flap.
Flap, 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 flap. Nice.
Are you staying there?
Right. How... The one that's on Bonorail at the minute, how far away is that from me? Or how far away is Bonorail away from me?
10 foot. We'll put you into combat with the creature, and Bonorail's on the other side of the creature.
Okay, and would Bonorail have to move to get closer to the creature?
Nope, the creature is right in his face. Her face.
So I'm going to move. I'm going to move 5. 5 foot closer to him.
Okay.
So I'm still out of combat, but I'm within 5 of. Bonorail, so that we both get protection.
Okay, I'm with you.
I'm going to do that, so that's what I'm going to do. So that's cool, so that'll do. That's my go, gun.
Lord Sugar.
Right, I'm running low on spell slots. I'm kind of safe hiding at the back, so. And there's nothing too flammable in front of me, right?
Bonorail.
Oh.
I'm literally pouring one out for Bonorail because I know she's fucked.
Okay, but I can step to the side of Bonorail and use my firebolt, right?
Where are you in the corridor? You can take a 5 foot. Oh no, yeah, you can take a 5 foot step back, and then you're in the top part of the T junction.
Okay. Let's firebolt it.
Yeah, okay. That's all I needed to be on fire.
Right at his face. No, around you, or over you. I'm like, Bonorail, duck. So my
she's like,
hit
where?
Is 19.
Okay, hit.
Yeah. My D10 is a 5. I forgot Fireball was that rubbish.
It gets better.
At least it's some damage off them.
Right, so and you know how everyone else has got like, oh, I get to do this second hit and all this. Like, do I have anything like that? I have bonus actions. Actions in combat, 2 weapon fighting. Reactions, action in combat, opportunity attack.
I mean, in fairness, you have got Magic Missile, which is a guaranteed hit and just straight up damage without rolling dice. So that's pretty sweet.
True. You say that now, I should have used it.
I have to read Wizard because I know him play Sorcerer because they have a few snackier things. Less spell options, but more consistent. Sad to say, it's the one Bonorail.
Don't give him the satisfaction, Dottie. Cliffhanger it there. Don't give Sean the satisfaction of being murdered again before a break.
I'm gonna roll it. That. I'm gonna bring the mic really close. You can hear me roll the dice. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And that's where we'll leave tonight's episode.
I hope you remember next week what you.
I'm gonna take a picture.
Okay.
But why do I always end up dying?
What does it need to be? What's a good roll? What's a bad roll here?
Yeah, Sean, what's your AC?
If it's more than
my AC, shit, it's 15, and I've got 10 hit points, so I'm fucked either way.
So right now you are Schrodinger's rogue. Yeah, you're both alive and dead.
I will say that because I'm in 5 foot of you, Bonorail. The creature has a disadvantage on their attack roll.
So here's the thing, though, right? Yeah. I'm not necessarily Schrodinger's half-elf because of the fact that of how unlikely it is I'll survive this. So I would say that if I'm any kind of Schrodinger's in a box, the box has been left ajar and you can see my dead corpse.
Oh, no, you've got a disadvantage. You're going to be all right.
So that means he has to roll twice and take the lowest one.
Yeah, you got the Bunty barrier.
What's the
Bunty
this?
Barrier?
After getting killed the first time by being a little bit too, lackluster and not cautious, I've started being really cautious in all the battles we've done. So I don't know why I'm ending up dying.
Sean, the trick is whatever Bonorail is doing, it's probably just wrong. So just go with it.
Yeah, you stepped into the dungeon. That was wrong.
Yep. Well, listen, guys, have a great time.
Yep,
that was fun. Big,
a lot of fun. Glad to be back in the mix.
Wait for next week.
I know. I'm glad I changed my dice. I'm having fun. Geez.
Yeah, I'm sure you're glad. Yeah, thanks, Daddy. Well, until next time, I'm the new werewolf, Draco Justice.
does that make me someone from Twilight then?
Oh god.
Frank Bunty is obviously my Bella. So
and I'm Bella Bunty.
Alright.
Cheers.
Bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.